Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the Science Museum of Minnesota is having a special exhibit for families who have kids who are looking for something fun to do today. I say you get over there. That's where my kids are. That's where Sean is. And they're calling it Celebration Days. And when I saw the news release and I went online and got more information about it, I was like, I got to get Carolyn Robinson on the phone. And so she's joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Carolyn, girl, if you got four little kids running around there having a good time with a shirt on that says I have autism, those are my babies, girl. Those are my babies. So make sure they behaving themselves.
I will be on the lookout for sure.
Now, you got to tell everybody about Celebration Days, because when I found out about it, I immediately sent you guys a note and said the Brundage babies are on the way. I had Sean go online and buy the tickets. They got there first thing this morning at 10 o'clock so they could enjoy the exhibit. But it's more than just about science, right?
Yeah, we have throughout the whole month, every Saturday of January, we're having these celebration days with different programming. And it's really, the goal is so that people feel welcome at the museum. You know, sometimes it can feel intimidating. I was actually just saying to someone this morning, talking about the parking here, of you're going into a museum and you feel like, okay, I have to be a certain way, but that's not really true. Like, science is for everyone, and we want everyone to feel welcome in science. So we just have a lot of exciting activities on Saturdays throughout the rest of the month with different performances. Today, we've got a drumline happening in a little bit now. And then just people from different organizations to show that a scientist doesn't look like one certain thing. You know, it doesn't look like Bill Nye necessarily. Like, science can be for anyone.
And that is so important as people try to engage kids in communities of color about STEM and science and math. You know, they need to see people who look like them doing the thing. You can't be something if you can't see something. And this is giving all kids, including mine, an opportunity to see what they can be, right?
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes it's just, you haven't thought of it, or you thought, oh, maybe that's not for me. But then when you see someone else doing it, it starts a spark, and it's like, oh, maybe I can explore this. And, you know, that is what we're trying to do today, is inspire everyone to try something new, maybe think about something in a different way.
And I want to make sure people know that this is going on now, today, until 3 o'clock. So it's not too late to get down there. Folks from the African-American community in the STEM field, they'll be presenting activities and provide information on behalf of their workplaces. We're talking about 3M, Boston Scientific, MnDOT, the Student National Association. They're going to have all kinds of specimens and demonstrations and organ systems. My kids are going to love that stuff. And it's really about making it fun. And I love the fact that the drumline and the Asian Median Access are going to be doing performances today, because, you know, it's fun to have that stuff. But, you know, those kids, they like that action. And man, that TKO drumline, they are amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, there's the STEAM and STEM, the science, technology, engineering, art, and math. There's a little bit of science in everything. You know, there's physics when you hit a drum with a drumstick. And that's going to be really fun for people to kind of engage all parts of their brain.
And so next week, it's Native American and Latin Americans in STEM is the week after that. And Asian American and Pacific Islanders is coming up on January 27th. And I just have to tell y'all, we are so excited about this. People in my community and the BIPOC community are so happy to have this. What is the importance of this for you when you all were putting this programming together? I know why it's important to me, because I know representation matters. But you know, what made you all sit down and say, you know, we really need to do this?
I think that, you know, when you look at an access situation where we want people to feel welcome and we want people to see themselves in science. And like you were saying, that representation is so important, and it helps everybody. You know, when more people are included, that benefits everyone. And we get, we talk about diversity, but that also means a diversity of perspectives. And, you know, when more people bring their ideas to the table, we all benefit from it. And this is just a really fun way to do things hands-on too. Like, there are different ways of learning. Maybe you don't necessarily take something away reading in a textbook. I know for me, I'm more a hands-on learner. And so, you know, I'm someone who's going to be going and building a toothpick and marshmallow bridge with MnDOT at their table and learning about science that way. And it's really about helping people experience science.
I love it. Girl, I'm telling you, I already know my daughter Cameron is probably eating more marshmallows than she's building with. So if y'all got more toothpicks than marshmallows, it's probably...
It is probably
on me. But I want to make sure that folks know how they can get tickets and give us all those good details.
For sure. So you'll go to smm.org. That's our website. And you can get tickets there. You can learn more about what's going on all the different days. So you can come in and be prepared and know what's going on and what experiments and what exhibits are going on, and kind of learn your way around the museum. And like you were saying, the event today is 11 to 3, so there's still time to stop by. And then the rest of the month, you'll find us in the same place down here every Saturday. Come on through.
Well, I sure do appreciate that. And I want to make sure one of the things that I appreciate is that free rides with Metro Transit are available. Whether you want to park or not, whether you don't have a car, you can get a free ride on Metro Transit to the Science Museum of Minnesota at 120 West Kellogg Boulevard in St. Paul. You know, sometimes, you know, we take it for granted, but sometimes the cost of getting there is preventative.
Absolutely.
Gas money is a barrier. Parking fees are a barrier. And I just appreciate the fact that you've erased these barriers with that opportunity. Now, give me the website for folks who are wondering all about celebration days, want to make sure they know when their specific communities are going to be highlighted. Where can they go? Give us that website.
It's smm.org. It's going to be right on your right on our homepage. You'll be able to click through. And also, if you are looking for different access tickets, we have discounts for veterans and things like that. You can go to smm.org/access, and there you'll find a couple different types of ticket types. And we really just want there to not be a barrier and for people to feel welcome and to come in and celebrate with us.
Well, I thank you so much for this amazing event. I can't wait to see the pictures with my kids. I'll share them with you. Carolyn Robinson from the Science Museum of Minnesota on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline.